This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and various leaders across party lines have expressed grief over the passing of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. President Murmu said in a message, Dr. Singh was one of those rare politicians who straddled the worlds of academia and administration with equal ease. Vice President Dhankar called the former Prime Minister a distinguished economist who transformed India's economic landscape. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister visited Dr. Manmohan Singh's residence in New Delhi to pay their last respects to the former Prime Minister. In a video message, Prime Minister Modi said, "The nation is deeply saddened by the demise of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh." The Prime Minister said, "His life is an example for future generations regarding how people can rise above struggles and achieve greater heights." Mr. Modi said, "Dr. Manmohan Singh will always be remembered as an honest man, a great economist, and a leader who dedicated himself to reforms." Union Ministers Amit Shah, J.P. Nadda, Rajnath Singh, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, former Congress President Sonia Gandhi, Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, among other leaders, also visited the residence of the former Prime Minister and paid tributes to him. Expressing his condolences, former President Ramnath Kovind said, "Dr. Manmohan Singh was an example of politeness and an architect of the Indian economy." Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, in his message, said, "India has lost a visionary statesman, a leader of unimpeachable integrity, and an economist of unparalleled stature." Congress leader Rahul Gandhi said, "Dr. Singh led India with immense wisdom and integrity." The Union Cabinet today expressed condolences over the demise of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh, saying that in his passing away, the nation has lost an eminent statesman, renowned economist and a distinguished leader. It also passed a condolence resolution in the memory of Dr. Manmohan Singh and paid homage by observing a two-minute silence. The resolution said that Dr. Manmohan Singh has left his imprint on national life. It added that Dr. Manmohan Singh served as India's finance minister between 1991 to 1996 and his role in ushering in a comprehensive policy of economic reforms is well recognized. The government has declared a seven-day state mourning as a mark of respect to the former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. During the period, the national flag will be flown at half-mast throughout India and there will be no official entertainment. The national flag will also fly half-mast on the day of funeral in all Indian missions and high commissions of India abroad. Leaders from across the globe, including neighbouring nations, have paid tributes to former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh, emphasising his legacy as a statesman and visionary leader. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken expressed his heartfelt condolences to the people of India on behalf of his country. He remembered Dr. Singh as a pivotal architect of Indo-U.S. ties and called him one of the greatest champions of the U.S.-India strategic partnership. Brazilian President Lula da Silva recalled Dr. Manmohan Singh's contribution in setting up of IBSA, India-Brazil-South Africa Dialogue Forum and the BRICS grouping. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for thunderstorms accompanied by hailstorms over parts of northwest and central India for today. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, IMD senior scientist Dr. Soma Sen Roy said that heavy rainfall and hailstorm activity are expected over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, western parts of Uttar Pradesh, eastern Rajasthan and western Madhya Pradesh. Meanwhile, IMD said that the national capital will continue to witness moderate rainfall throughout the day. Hailstorms and thunderstorms are also likely over some parts of the city. India secured a convincing victory over the West Indies, winning by 5 wickets to complete a 3-0 whitewash in the series at Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara today. Bowling out the West Indies for a modest 162 in 38.5 overs, India's off-spinner delivered a match-winning performance. In the fourth test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy, Indian batting once again collapsed before Australian bowling. At stumps on day two of the second day, the visitors were struggling at 164 for 5 in their first innings at Melbourne. Visitors are still trailing by 310 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.